Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We've been following this story. It's bizarre, in my view. I just don't understand it. I can't see how a woman could give birth to 10 babies and then just disappear. Nobody speaks about it. Nobody's seen them. Nobody has stepped forward. To me, it's just a little odd. And then earlier this morning, one of our listeners, Dr. Hillel Hurwitz, messaged to say it's impossible to hold 10 babies. We've got him on the line this morning. Dr. Hillel Hurwitz is a gynecologist and an obstetrician. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Fine, and you, Howard?
Excellent, thank you. So, just medically, is this doable?
Well, obviously nothing is impossible. It's very unlikely. The uterus would not be able to accommodate so many pregnancies, and over-distension would cause major problems and inevitably cause her to go into premature labor.
So I don't know if you've seen, there's a photo that's being passed around of her supposedly pregnant with these babies. Have you seen that at all?
Yes, I have seen that photograph, and it certainly looks massive, but I don't think it is a true picture. It has been manifested.
How many babies, what's the most you've delivered in terms of multiple births?
Well, myself, three, but now with the in vitro fertilization, obviously the numbers are more, but medically, most times they would not re-implant more than three eggs, most times two eggs.
So that just, and you've been at this a while, which shows you the unlikelihood of 10 babies. And if somebody was presenting, let's say, with four or five or six at the same time, I would imagine you'd have a team of people involved in the birth.
Yes, at least, one pediatrician per baby or possibly one pediatrician for two babies, because they all are small and at high risk of asphyxia at birth and other problems.
So in your view, this is pretty unlikely that this is a real story.
As I said, not impossible, but very, very rare that this would happen.
And it wouldn't be a case of in vitro here anyway, because...
That would be a catastrophe.
Right, exactly. And somebody would be responsible for implanting at least 10, you know, and that...
Definitely.
In terms of the ability to physically carry, I mean, the numbers are just so absurd, but to carry multiple fetuses, how far does a woman manage to normally go, let's say with twins or triplets or quads, etc.?
Occasionally they would reach the last 2 weeks of pregnancy, but because of the over-distension, which eventually would stimulate labor, I would imagine that 10 babies, she wouldn't pass much more than 24, 26 weeks.
It's interesting. Jenny says this whole story started with mainstream media. Why is nobody calling the journalist who wrote the article and start there? So, Jenny, I believe, and I saw that some of the other media houses were trying to get hold of them. It was IOL. It was an IOL story, but they weren't commenting. Apparently protecting sources, which is just a little bit strange. And if these kids were born, if they were born at, I think they said it was 28 or 29 weeks, there'd be very little chance that they could go home within a few days of birth.
Definitely. And I mean, the maximum weight of each would not be more than 700 grams, if that.
So therefore, they would have to be in a neonatal unit for weeks
or months.
Or months. Yes. So, it's just a very, very strange story. And quite disappointing, in fact, that South African media and South African journalists have been so quick to report on this without interrogating anything around the story.
Yes, definitely.
Very, very odd indeed. Dr. Hillel Hurwitz, thanks for speaking to us. He is a gynecologist and obstetrician speaking to us about the possibility of this story being a real one. He says, of course, everything is possible, but it's very, very unlikely.